People on the internet love to clown on men starting podcasts. Men will literally start a podcast instead of going to therapy. Is a banger tweet, but I think it might accidentally be stumbling onto some real psychological truths. Has anyone bothered to ask why men might find podcasting to be therapeutic? I can think of four reasons that might explain this tendency. Reason number one, it's an excuse to shoot the breeze. This might seem like a pointlessly stupid reason. After all, you could just have a conversation. But the more you think about it, the more sense it makes. It's a pretty common occurrence for a man to get home after hanging out with the boys and for the woman in their life to be like, oh, how so-and-so? And for the man to be like, I don't know. I didn't ask. And the woman will be like, you just spent like 5 hours with them. How do you not know how they're doing? And the man will be like, well, we were playing Magic the Gathering. I don't know what you're expecting. That's just how it is. I know I've had pretty much that exact conversation with my wife before, and I'm certainly not alone. It's a bit of a meme these days. I've heard a lot of different explanations for this phenomenon, and I think the one that tracks the best with my experience is that men tend to hang out in such a way that their time together is structured around an activity. You know, they're not typically just hanging out on the couch chatting. They tend to be focusing on the task at hand, whether that's like a board game or like a fishing trip or a golf outing. Either way, most of the conversation, even though there is a lot of conversation, it will tend to be focused on or talking about the thing that you're doing together rather than about each other's lives. Podcasting kind of hijacks this dynamic in such a way that creates opportunity for real conversation. You aren't just sitting around chatting, you're recording a show. Either way, it's good for dudes to have deep conversations with each other. However, if we're being honest, I don't think this is anywhere close to the full picture, nor do I think that podcasting is actually that great a solution for not knowing how the homies are doing. Even if you do have a great conversation, it's probably going to be about a subject of general interest rather than about your personal lives. It does at least give you an opportunity to debrief about the craziness that is current events in pop culture and politics. That is, if you're brave enough or crazy enough to want to talk through your half-baked hot takes with a mic rolling. Reason number two, wanting to turn their banger quips into content. So I think a lot of guys vastly overestimate the degree to which their little back and forths with their buddies would actually be entertaining to a general audience. This isn't to say that I don't think joking around with the boys is a blast or that you or your homies aren't funny, but the types of things that are funny within the context of a years-long friendship with like expertly honed vibes and a ton of inside jokes are not the same kinds of things that are funny to a general audience. Put simply, you had to be there. Still, I can totally sympathize with the thought process of like having such a great time and thinking, wow, we are just a hoot and a holler together. We are hilarious. We should record this and put it out. Surely everyone else will be laughing along just as hard as we are. I've had pretty much the exact same thought process plenty of times. But I don't know if you've ever like played Jackbox with a group of people that you don't really know that well, or even just like hung out with a new group of people who are super tight-knit, but that you yourself are kind of new to. But yeah, a lot of the times the jokes just don't land as well when you're not super chummy with the rest of the squad. And I think it's very easy to underestimate the degree to which it's kind of uncomfortable to be on the outside looking in. Nonetheless, there's a ton of dudes out there who will go all in on the idea of like, okay, get this. So me and the boys are going to talk about movies and video games and pop culture, but the twist is that we also kind of joke around. Reason number three, podcaster is kind of a high status position now. Many of the world's most influential people are either podcasters or frequent guests on podcasts. The highest earning Patreon page in the world is for a podcast by my favorite comedian, Shane Gillis. For better or worse, when an institutionally powerful person loses the backing of their institution, whether it's because they got fired or whatever, their next move is almost always to start up a podcast. And this is a popular career pivot because it almost always works. You could even argue that the 2024 election was largely won in the podcast studio. Being a successful podcaster puts you one step away from political power and academic legitimacy. Again, for better or worse. So I think it's no surprise that in the same way that a lot of kids aspire to be YouTubers, a lot of men these days aspire to be podcasters. Though they might not use the term podcaster, they would probably use the real million-dollar word, thought leader. Men desire respect. Trust me, I get it. I do too. And in the age of endless content, being someone who others see as worth listening to is a legitimately high honor. But in addition to this, use my knowledge, I beg you, is a real feeling that a lot of guys start to get more and more as they age, and a lot of guys don't really have anyone to mentor. Algorithms have gotten really good at connecting content to an audience that will like it. So if you've got a lot to say and no one to listen to you, there's a decent chance that some computer code can just figure it out. And the fourth reason is an economic one. Many of my fellow YouTubers who I greatly respect, you know, people like Michael from Vsauce, Destin from Smarter Every Day, Tom Scott, Atriarch Aiden and Doug, Ludwig, Hank and John, they all have podcasts. Why? Well, because once you've got an audience already, podcasts are absolute money printers. If you've watched some of the other videos on this channel, or indeed literally any video about how YouTube ad revenue works, you'll know that one of the biggest factors in determining how much one video will pay out is watch time. The longer someone watches, the more money in your pocket. Podcasts are also dirt cheap to produce. No need to pay for expensive licenses or fancy animations, or even necessarily visuals at all. As long as you've got a decent microphone, you're basically good. Now, of course, like with anything, you get out what you put in. There's more competition in the podcast space now than ever before. So unless you've got something really interesting to say or are able to pull really interesting guests, it's still certainly not a free lunch. But again, since YouTubers already have audiences that they can market to, this is a slam dunk in a lot of cases. But even for people who don't already have an audience, having a podcast can be a lot like having a lottery ticket. Even if you are just posting into the void, there's always the slight chance that maybe someday one of your episodes is going to break through and suddenly you'll be living the life of luxury, getting paid to talk about whatever while holding a can of liquid death. All this to say, I didn't make this video just to poke fun at dudes who want to try podcasting. Quite the opposite. I want to try it too. I've been on several podcasts before, and I think they all went super well, but I've never tried hosting one before. If that's something you're interested in, well, you don't need to do anything because you're already here. And assuming you're subscribed, there's not really anything else I can ask of you right now. But yeah, thank you for watching. And I would expect some podcasts to be coming out on this channel sometime in the future.